Princeton University Press Audio presents The Question of Unworthy Life, Eugenics, and Germany's 20th Century by Dagmar Herzog. Read by Kaliswa Brewster. Introduction. The Nazi euthanasia murder program claimed between 1939 and 1945 the lives of nearly 300,000 individuals, most of them carrying diagnoses of psychiatric illness or cognitive or behavioral deficiencies. An estimated 210,000 in the German Reich and another 80,000 in Nazi-occupied Poland and the Soviet Union. The killing was done by various means, in one of six carbon monoxide-fueled gas chambers, by mass shootings, or by medication overdose, poisoning, or systematic starvation. Hitler would call a halt to the initial gas chamber, so-called T4 phase of euthanasia, in the wake of Catholic Bishop Clemens August von Galen's internationally resonant sermon of August 1941, eloquently decrying the killings. Yet, 121 men who had gotten their training and practice in murdering people with disabilities would soon find themselves transferred to Nazi-occupied Poland to assemble the Operation Reinhardt death factories of Belzec, Sobibor, and Treblinka. There, with great energy and ingenuity, these men would accomplish a full quarter of that mammoth 6 million victim crime now collectively referred to as the Holocaust. It was not least by persistent reference to this key detail of sequential chronology and overlap in personnel between the murders of individuals with disabilities and the murders of European Jewry, though also by identifying further connective links between the two mass killing programs, that activists and engaged researchers eventually succeeded in cohering a scholarly and popular consensus that the National Socialist euthanasia murders deserved recognition as a genocide. For an English language audience, strikingly, invoking this sequential link between euthanasia and the Judeocide remains to this day the main means by which the significance of the murders of people with disabilities has been articulated. The late historian and Auschwitz survivor Henry Friedlander at several occasions told the story of being recurrently accosted as he was researching the entanglements between euthanasia and the Holocaust, and informed that his was a mistaken approach. "How can you compare Jews with crazy people?" one top-level official within an American Jewish organization had indignantly inquired. Friedlander's own answer to the question that had been posed to him came in the form of his groundbreaking book, The Origins of the Nazi Genocide, From Euthanasia to the Final Solution, 1995. In the preface, Friedlander explained how, based on his immersion in the primary sources, particularly the records of post-war perpetrator trials, he had come, over the course of the 1980s and early 1990s, to understand the murder of the disabled not merely as a prologue to the Holocaust, but indeed as its first chapter. For Friedlander, moreover, unusual among his scholarly peers for also paying close attention to the persecution and murder of Roma and Sinti, the killing of people with disabilities would come to serve as the model for all Nazi killing operations. Friedlander's framing of the issues has been broadly persuasive. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, in its own efforts to integrate the history of euthanasia more adequately into its presentation of the history of the Holocaust, on a recently developed webpage referred to the euthanasia murder program as in itself a rehearsal for Nazi Germany's broader genocidal policies. Relatedly, in 2020, memoirist Kenny Fries, Jewish, gay, endowed with a physical disability, wrote about the connection of the two mass murder programs in the New York Times under the headline, "Before the Final Solution, There Was a Test Killing." Too few know the history of the Nazi methodical mass murder of disabled people. That
Sample complete. Ready to continue?